Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bomber! Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5 yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Southern Construction Pregame Show on a beautiful Friday here in Russellville, Arkansas. Tonight, your 4-1 Mountain Home Bombers play the 3-2 Russellville Cyclones at yet again another homecoming game. Bombers look to once again hope to burn the house down and go dance with the queen before the night's over. I'm Tobias Pugsley tonight, joined by Barkley Terry, Brad Coleman. Gentlemen, it's homecoming dance night, despite being in a maintenance shed. What a night for football.
Maintenance shed would be nice for the size of what we are here tonight. This is we're in a little tight little spot right here. And it's awesome. What a night for football. It's another homecoming. Another time to come crash a party.
You guys know my pet peeve. I mean, anytime somebody schedules this as homecoming, it's a sign of disrespect, and it just drives me up the wall. Barkley, what do you think?
It's nice to get invited to the party, but you don't want to be the victim here, and that's what it feels like. When you get invited on a homecoming night, there's a reason. We've talked about it before. Eventually, as this team continues to progress in the success that they've had, you're not going to have that moniker around your name. You're not going to be that easy opponent that gets that schedule. I'm excited. It's other than the cramped quarters, I kind of feel like we're on a boat right now. It's a good night for football.
It is like a tight boat in here. It's pretty skinny. But anyways, we're excited. Bombers down there right now on the field doing some warm-ups. We're excited. We've got a big night for you tonight. We've got a fan of the game we're going to announce. We also, folks, we're going to be announcing the winner of the cruise from the health fair. And once again, we're going to have the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line open. Again, Hopper's located in Mountain Home and Fable. You can hit us up on the text line, 870-321-6839. Theme tonight, Brad, tell them what it is.
Tonight's theme is your favorite superstition. So what are your superstitions? What are things that you are going to love to do for game day? Boys, I take the credit for the loss, which what brought, it made me think of this, because on the way down here, we were talking about, like, what changed? What was different? What was different from last week? And I was like, guys, I wore different colored shorts. Oh. I have the same shorts that I've worn for every game, for all four wins, same shoes, same shirt. Same get-up, but last week I changed shorts, so I'll take full responsibility for the loss last week at home, even though Shiloh was a really, really good football team and good defense and all that. I still will put this on myself, and I changed shorts, but I'm back. I'm back today. I made sure my wife, she made sure that she did laundry last night. I told her, I said, I got to have these shorts, I got to have that shirt, so that's mine. What about you guys? What you got, Barkley?
I mean, superstitions. I wear the same hat. You got the same glasses. You, when you played in the game, you had the same pair of socks that you wore, or maybe you had that one thing that you kept on your body, or you wore a wristband in a certain spot. You know, so those superstitions have always been a part of the game. I think you find them more prevalent in baseball than you do football, but they're here. And it's when you have those losses, Brad, you feel like it is on you.
That's right.
When you did something different.
Yep.
I know, being a Razorback fan, I felt that many a night where I'm like, oh, man, I forgot to do X, Y, and Z. So.
Well, I think for me, guys, I'm going to blame superstition, although I think it might just be because my hair is thinning. But I started wearing a hat this season, and honestly, it was bringing some good luck to last week. But I'm going to ride it out again this week. But I'm very superstitious. Same shorts, same shirt, same hat. Same undies, too much TMI, but
That's it. So, hey, hit us up on the Hopper text line with your superstitions, guys. What do you like? What are the things you do on game day? It could be when you play. It can be for the Bombers, hopefully. It could be for the Razorbacks, for whatever team you may cheer for. What are those superstitious things that you do? Hit us up on the Hopper Termite Pest Control text line, 870-321-6839. Guys, this is a beautiful night, beautiful fall night. The Bombers are down here warming up their last little bit on the field. I have not seen Russellville come out yet and take any warm-ups. Maybe they're here just a little earlier and left. The band's coming in. The homecoming suite and royalty has got chairs set up in front of us. Guys, what an awesome night.
Homecoming, man. A lot of distractions, and I think – you look like Bombers down right now, laser-focused, and I'm just excited tonight. I hate that we're homecoming. But, guys, we have stepped it up. We have risen to the occasion. In addition to our theme tonight, it is also dance party in the press box night. That's right. That's why you see us in these fine designer ties. We just figured,
well, where's mine, bro?
If we're going to play this many homecomings, we're going to come dressed to impress.
What? That's oh, here right. It is. I got it. Yeah. I got it down here.
Hold on. Brad felt an important. He already has a Wilt wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. Get that tie on, Brad. Call me Janet right Jackson, back. Boys. Call me Janet Jackson.
It's going to be an awesome night here. We're really excited. As it says, we're about 38 minutes or so from kickoff. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on YouTube on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Russellville, Arkansas. You're here. The Bombers are come to Russellville. Homecoming night, dance party in the press box. Guys, it's going to be a good one. All right. We're excited about that. We're going to have homecoming festivities blasting our ear all night long. We're pumped. You're pumped. Almost kickoff time. Guys, right now we're going to break it down, look a little bit at the tonight's
look at our picture.
Oh my gosh, man, we look like we're in a clown car. Are you kidding me? You couldn't fit. You can barely get the door open.
It's like we're in the middle of a cruise ship,
guys,
doing this broadcast.
This is awesome. I love it. That's a picture for the ages right there. No. So, hey guys, tonight, big game, right? Coming off a loss against Shiloh Christian. Hey, it's one of the top two teams that we're gonna see in this, and you know, guys, you're here at the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show. But coming off a loss to Shiloh Christian, that's a team that's one of the top two teams, Greenwood, Shiloh, and then we're sorting it out for 3, 4, 5, and 6, right? A game like this with Russellville, who's also 1-1 in the conference, is a huge game on the road, correct?
Absolutely. This is a game that you have to come in here and steal. If you want that chance at those home playoffs, if you want chances looking forward in the season, you can't let this game slip through your fingers. There's other harder opponents down the line that we know we're going to face. This is one that you can come in here and take.
It's one you can take, but historically, Bombers haven't played well in Russellville.
They haven't. It's been more, yeah.
If my memory serves me correctly, I don't believe Aries won here, guys.
Oh, really?
I don't believe he has won in Russellville as a Bomber. Somebody fact check me there.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's one to get, you know, this is a tough place to play, tough to get. I mean, you see it. It's just kind of a, I'll say older facility because it's nice. Everything looks good with it. They got a big, they screened. They're having a big renovation that's going to be here next year. But when you make that trek, there's no real nice way to get here. We made it today, and you get down here and you hope to kind of get your sea legs under you. But here's the good news, guys. I feel Mountain Home has maybe the better team tonight, and it's going to start in the trenches, and that's where we are. But we'll get more into the keys and kind of offense and defense. But around the state in the 5A conference, there's some other big games that are going on. Okay, Greenwood's taking on Siloam Springs tonight.
Okay,
that's going to be one Greenwood's going to win. Siloam's at the bottom level of where it's at. Southside, who's 0-2, surprisingly. This is a team that everybody had in that third or fourth spot. They're 0-2. They've lost to Mountain Home. They've lost to Shiloh. Mountain Home and also Lake Hamilton. Well, they got to play Shiloh tonight.
Okay.
That's a tough draw. They're going to step up and maybe go 0-3 to start, right here. And then Lake Hamilton is that's who's taking on Van Buren tonight.
Okay.
And so that's a big game to watch. That is at Lake Hamilton. Lake Hamilton is at the top of the conference right now. They've beaten Southside. I think they beat Siloam as well. And so they are sitting there at the top. And that's a game where Mountain Home is going to have their eyes set for in the future if we can get past this game.
Yeah, they're going to have to keep their eyes on it. You're tuned into the Southern Construction pregame show, guys. Just want to give a huge shout out to those at Southern Construction. If you need a roof, they're the company to call, 870-405-2359. Promise you, Jared and Tosh will take great care of you there. Quick, professional service, highly skilled, complete roof estimates. Check them out, guys. I promise you won't be disappointed. Brad, I think they put a roof on your house.
They did. Not my house. They did a business up there, did an awesome job working around clients and coming in, you know, in the daytime and business hours, and did on the weekend. Clean. That's the one thing I was worried about, right? We have a lot of parking out there. They did an excellent job picking up all the nails and everything that came from the roof. And fantastic job by Jared and his crew.
That's important, the details. Check them out in the showroom at Highway 201 North in Mountain Home. Or you can give them a call, 870-405-2359. We really appreciate them being our pregame sponsor.
So tonight, guys, talking about this game, if Mountain Home can win this game, they set themselves up to look at setting 2-1 in the conference. That's huge, especially next week with homecoming coming in. Siloam, a team you feel you should beat, you can jump up to 3-1. This is a game, in my opinion, if you win this game, you beat Siloam, you take care of business with Van Buren at home, all of a sudden that Lake Hamilton game becomes a 3-4 matchup game, and you're set to maybe host a playoff game.
Absolutely. I mean, with this game, talking about the conference standings, you know some people are traveling certain places, and it's high school football, so anything can happen on any given Friday night. But the way it lines up, you don't want to drag last week's loss into this week's game. Okay. You want to come in here with a fresh slate. I'm sure the coaches have been talking about it all week, and handle your business so you can go home, celebrate your homecoming next week, and still have that season and those conference aspirations ahead of you.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We talked about last week on the air that how we respond to that loss or win against Shiloh is going to be the key to the season. Well, we lost, so how do we keep that game from beating us twice? That's something in high school football coaches always talk about. Don't let one loss become two. You know, don't let that thing beat you. And so I think how we respond tonight and how we start off is key to this.
We appreciate the confirmation from Kurt Clearshot Drury, our cameraman. He says it is true. Aerie has not won. We've lost 38-28 and 42-7, guys. So big statement tonight if Aerie is able to get it done here, and a great statement for the Bomber season.
Well, and another thing with this, little ties to Mountain Home. Dave Wheeler also applied, the head coach for Russellville, applied for the Mountain Home job when Coach Aerie took over. They were both in the, I'd say, finalists or runnings for the head coaching position, and Coach Aerie won out. And so this is kind of a pride game, too, for Mountain Home.
Yeah, I think we won the better end on that deal, no doubt. We are sure glad to have Coach Aerie's doing a tremendous job with this squad. We're going to take another quick break. We're about 30 minutes from kickoff right now, and we'll come back. We'll break down the offense and defense a little more detail for you and give you a little bit better picture of tonight's game. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you struggling to find time to get your banking done between 8 and 5? At FNBC, we understand that you're busy, especially during banker's hours. That's why our iBanker live tellers are available to assist you Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Simply pull into one of our 14 convenient drive-thrus, tap a screen, and you'll be connected with one of our iBanker live tellers who will quickly get you taken care of and on your way. You and FNBC iBankers, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
That's right. Kind of feels like we're in a clown car tonight. We are rocking our dance party beverages of choice, Capri Suns.
Cheers,
we appreciate
boys. Cheers, boys.
All right, let's break down the offense and defense in a little bit more detail. Guys, we're going to have our hands full tonight.
Yeah, you know, we should talk about offensive side of the ball a little bit. And this is one of those games where we talk about this, it seems like, every week that we are going to have the advantage on the line. Last week we did not against Shiloh. They had the better defensive line than our offensive line. We are senior-laden offensive line, and I think tonight that is going to be what we're going to see on the offense. We're going to lean on that. We're going to try to see if we can't control the line of scrimmage and run the ball.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Bye. I was going to say I like our chances with that because our offensive line has been dominant this year. I mean, they have literally controlled, I felt like, even a really, really tough defense last week, they still did a good job.
In the pass coverage, that's what happened last week was you had saw we had been chewing up rushing yards. I mean, for a season total through five games right now, you're looking at almost 1,600 yards rushing, averaging 300-plus yards a game on the ground. But last week, we doubled up on those pass completions. We doubled up on those pass yards. Brantley had a phenomenal week, going like 29 for 34, almost 80% passing last week. So I really think the line is going to be the key to the game as it is most Fridays.
Yeah, I was able to catch up, guys, with Nate Henderson, our senior offensive lineman, and he kind of echoed those sentiments about tonight. Let's hear what Nate had to say.
All right, I'm here with senior offensive lineman Nate Henderson. Nate had a good, tough week last week coming off a loss to Shiloh. Hey, what's the keys for tonight's game against Russellville?
Just being physical up front, win line of scrimmage, offense and defense, and if we do that, we'll win the game.
Any other keys that you're seeing as far as what you're trying to look for on the offensive side of the ball?
It's run the ball.
Awesome. Good luck tonight.
Run the ball, Bert.
Run the ball. That's it. That's it.
I love it. I love it.
That's what it's going to fall down to is run the ball. And I think that's what our offense is going to look for is can we run the ball and take care of that. So, hey, guys, let's take a quick break right here in the middle of this while they're playing the Star Spangled Banner. A lot of guys fight for our freedom to be able to listen to this. And let's take a moment here. Theatrics here.
Yeah.
I always got to stop for that. We have the right to be able to, you know, we had a lot of people that fought for that. So,
absolutely.
That's right. All the veterans we have back home, too. I disagree.
To we got to take time and. Of the United States of America. And to now we're doing stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And what? Now, ladies and gentlemen, a moment of silence in salute to our nation, our school, and the students participating in this event.
Thank you. We ask that you please remain standing while the flag departs the field.
So, you know, that's one thing we want to make sure we keep in observance. So we live in a great country and one that we want to make sure we respect the flag and respect our nation. And, you know, just got to love to see that here. And man, they have some theatrics with little fireworks going off.
Well, it's red, white, blue smoke.
Yeah,
to see that.
I mean, you can't that's incredible. We got ties.
Yeah. We're about 25 minutes here from kickoff right now, guys, and let's switch sides of the ball. Let's talk a little bit about this defense.
Yeah, so, you know, Mountain Home's defense, they're going to have their hands full a little bit. Coach Wheeler likes to show a bunch of different formations, kind of, but I think, once again, it's going to hit home with the whole up front. How do we handle up front, and how do we keep our defense from a short field? Right. I mean, yeah. We talked about that before, and you know, Barkley, you have some on that.
Well, talking with Ari this week, had an opportunity to sit down with him, and he said they're going to see odd fronts. You're going to have three down linemen, then there's going to be a 5 to 7 yard split between the next lineman, and then 5 to 7 more before you find that third lineman or that last lineman. And they're going to line up backs all along the side behind them, and it gives you odd looks. It gives you an odd set for our defense to be able to adjust to. The key to that? Know your lane, know your role, know your area, and you're almost playing a zone coverage from the front back. So I think you're going to see the learning curve through the first quarter, and once that settles in and we get a feel for what they're doing, I fully expect this defense. They've averaged pretty good this season, guys, not giving up a whole lot of points, you know, an average of 26 a game. So, and a lot of that was last week.
Yeah. And, you know, if you look at this team, if we go back to Southside, what haunted us, dropped the punt. They got the ball at the 10-yard line, kickoff return for a touchdown. They are able to run the kickoff back inside the 40 and start with a short field. We fumbled. They got a short field. Let's go back to Shiloh last week, 10-6 ball game at halftime. We get in that third quarter, go to punt the ball, block punt, run back for a touchdown. Next possession, interception about the 25 or 30-yard line. 3 plays later, they're in for a touchdown. When our defense is not given short fields, they've done a stellar job of keeping people out of the end zone.
Yeah, go ahead, Tobias.
I was just going to say, I really think, you know, there was a lot of mistakes on special teams, and that punt's a great example. And I think that, you know, those are things you had to get fixed this week. And I've got to imagine that this coaching staff has been in that ear all week, and they've got some of those figured out, at least on that punt coverage for sure.
Yeah, so I was able to catch up with Coach Trable, defensive back coach, and coaches the JV. I was able to catch up with him, and let's hear his thoughts on what our defense had. All right, guys, I'm here with Coach Trable, defensive coach. Coach, what's the keys to tonight's game?
I think the biggest thing is just keeping the ball in front of us, trying to limit the big plays, you know, make them get a long field by doing our job in special teams. And if we could do that, I think we'll be successful on D tonight.
All right, good luck tonight. Yeah, so he kind of echoed those sentiments. You know, hey, as a defensive coach, you just don't want to ever have a short field. And I think Mountain Home has kind of built their, I guess, identity this year on our defense. We've said we're just going to make you take long fields, and we're just going to outscore you. We scored 50 points a couple times and running the ball. But when you like to run the ball like we do on offense, defense plays a huge role in being complimentary in that.
Yeah, defense has got to stand up today. You've got to have some turnovers. You've got to have some tackles for loss. We didn't have any tackles for loss last game against Shiloh. When you ain't tackling a quarterback and putting them behind the sticks, you're setting yourself up for a problem for defense. And it doesn't give your offense the time it needs. The time it needs to adjust and get refocused for their next series.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree, guys. It's we're about 21 and a half minutes away from kickoff, guys. This speaker right here is blaring.
It's so loud.
Holy cow!
Decon, if you're there, can you hit us up, Decon? If you're over there, he's next to us. Usually, he's right beside us. Can you give us a shot once again of what we got going on here?
Can you show us what?
Yeah, he's got us. Here he comes. Where's your music at?
Oh yeah.
This describes tonight, boys and girls, if you're listening, ladies and gentlemen.
It is. Pre-sun night, dance party's going on.
Yeah, we're...
Tonight, Joanne is escorted by her...
Pre-suns are clutch, though. There we go. There it is, right? There it is. Got it sitting there. I mean, it's just crazy, guys, how tight these quarters are. I'm getting texts, and they're like, can you guys get any closer to each other?
I just keep feeling Brad breathing on my neck.
It's like junior high prom.
Junior high prom. Tobias, like, kiss me on the ear or something if you're going to be that close. Right?
You got to buy me dinner first.
Well, guys, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts. Ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Hello, I'm Katie Ratliff with Arvest Bank, and I'm proud to add the Flipping community to my service area. But Marion County is not new to me. I've been serving businesses and entrepreneurs at Arvest and Yelville for years. With 14 years of experience at Arvest, I'm here to help take your business or farm to the next level. Stop by our branch at 802 East Main Street in Flippin to see how I can help you. Together, we can find the financial tools to reach your dreams.
Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.
The starting lineup for your Mountain Home Bomber football broadcast team. At camera, standing tall and capturing it all, the one and only Kurt Clearshot Drury. Bringing the numbers and stats, he's the brain behind the breakdown, Barkley the Tally Terry. The man in the middle, hitting the switches on production. At home, his calls echo through the halls as the hometown voice of the Bombers, Dylan Deacon Conley. And lastly, the announcing powerhouse, the president and vice president of Boomtown USA, the Maven Goose of the Gridiron, ladies and gentlemen, Brad Coleman and Tobias Pugsley. That's the starting lineup for the Mountain Home Bomber football broadcast team.
Welcome back to the Southern Construction pregame show. Again, Southern Construction, your number one most trusted local roofing company. Give them a call today, 870-405-2359. Highly skilled, professional, complete roof estimates. Give them a shout. Jared Tosh over there will take care of you, or you can stop by and see their showroom on Highway 201 North. We really appreciate them sponsoring a pregame show.
I know it's out of his element, but I want him to come here, break out this wall in between us and give us a little bit of space as we sit up in here, huh?
Oh, man. We could definitely use a little breathing room tonight.
Yeah, we could. So, guys, Russ Rawls, Dr. Rawls is down on the field with us. He hit us up with a pregame interview. Let's catch up with Russ, and let's hear what he has to say about what's going on down on the field. Hey, Russ.
So, tonight we have a conference game against the Russellville Cyclones. The Bombers are back on the road this week, trying to start a winning streak again after their loss to Shiloh last weekend. Tonight, the few keys to the game from my standpoint. Number one, it's the elephant in the room. Tonight is homecoming for the Russellville Cyclones. There's nothing that gets teams more motivated than being their homecoming opponent, because obviously Russellville thinks this is going to be an easy win. So maybe some extra motivation there. The next thing to look at is on the defensive side. Russellville likes to use a lot of formations to confuse you. Sometimes you'll see tonight they'll put four receivers to one side. How are we going to adjust to that and react to what we've seen on film? The other thing to consider tonight from the defensive side is their quarterback likes to run the ball. He's a big kid, somewhere around 6'3", 225. We're going to have to be disciplined on the RPO game and the fake.
So we appreciate Russ there on the sideline. Guys, it's funny. You can tell the athletes in the room. You can tell the guys who played sports, right? Because what was this? We didn't talk to him.
No.
What was his first thing he said?
It's homecoming.
It's homecoming. Yeah. Let's get fired up about homecoming, right? And so that is it, guys. That's what the theme of the game is. Is it homecoming? Can we keep us at that right level? Not get too high, not get too low, but stay at that right level. Come out and let's quiet this crowd of Tennessee. Yeah, they got a really good crowd here, to be honest with you. A lot of red and black right here in front of us. Mountain Homes crowd over there on the far sideline. Traveled okay. There's still people piling in over there, but long trip over here. But it's just, how do you control this in this atmosphere, in this environment? And, you know, that's what I feel it's going to be.
Russ said it. He said the quarterback likes to run. One thing I noticed when we were down there getting some of those delicious juice boxes, they got a banner down there at the concession stand listing all the career and season records that they have. They're missing their stud running back from last year. They had a 3,000-yard rusher over the course of the last 3 years, Mr. Daniels, and he ain't back. He's not going to be on this field tonight. How is Russellville dealing with the loss of such a career leader for their organization, and how do they respond? How are they able to move the football in his absence?
3,000-yard backs, hard back to replace. I mean, no way, any way you cut it, it will be interesting to see what they've done to recoup that.
Yeah, you know, last year's game in Mountain Home, I remember Russellville coming up there, and it was a wild game. It was back and forth, and they had some key mistakes late in that game. And, you know, it was allowed Mountain Home to pull away, and it was a good win for Mountain Home. If I remember, there was a turnover or something that happened on our end of the field that was a pretty game-changing play that's there. And these games are always going to be tight, so I'm giving the edge to Mountain Home tonight because we have a bunch of seniors. Luke Jones is their quarterback, number 17. He is a big dude. I remember him last year. He was here. He likes to run the ball. And but you know, I think the home or the keys for tonight's game, if you're Mountain Home, is control the line of scrimmage. Can you control it on the defensive side of the ball? Can you control it on the offensive side of the ball? I've watched games where Russellville has looked really, really, really good. I've watched games where Russellville has not looked so good. So which Jekyll and Hyde do we get with Russellville tonight?
Guys, my keys to the game tonight, really, I think Big Nate summed it up. Offensive line's ready to put this on their shoulders tonight and go get it done. I expect to see another huge night from our running backs. I mean, I think it's going to be we're going to turn it loose, let it loose. We're going to score up tonight and dance with the queen.
Keys to the victory tonight for me, turnovers. You got to have turnovers. Last week you didn't have any. All your previous wins, you've been able to get one. I told you last week you were plus 9 in the turnover margin, 3-4 games. Now you're plus 8. We lost one last week, so you got to get some turnovers. You got to create some chaos.
You know, guys, I was able to catch up with Coach Airy a little bit before the game as well, and he said the same thing as you did. Let's catch up and let's hear what he had to say. All right, guys, here with Coach Airy. Coach, big game tonight on the road, conference game. Keys tonight on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, we want to obviously always stop the run first. We got rally and tackle, man, just rally and tackle. We need 3 turnovers so we can get them. Quarterback's big. He's hard to get off the field on short yardage. We got to be good in short yardage. 3rd and shorts is going to be a big deal tonight.
Awesome. Good luck, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
So he's got the same thing, right? Turnovers. I'm with you. Can we keep that turnover margin in the Bombers' favor here as we continue on through this season? And, you know, guys, don't forget, tonight is Superstition Friday. Very superstition. You know, that's right. So Superstition Friday, tell us your sports superstitions. Hit us up on the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line, 870-321-6839, with locations in Mountain Home and in Fayetteville. They can get you taken care of. Once again, this is the Southern Construction Roof Company pregame show. Guys, it's been a good one. We're getting close. The homecoming court is making their way across the field, and
we got juice boxes. We got ties. I'm in a dancing mood, guys.
All the ladies are in hats tonight.
They are in hats.
It's like the Kentucky Derby out here.
It does look like the Kentucky Derby.
Man, Bombers going to be off to a horse race, no doubt.
Big week coming up for Mountain Home, though, as your next week is our homecoming. I hope Siloam don't come to town and dance with our queen. But it will be homecoming.
Also, so, hope we don't have hats.
Yeah, that's right. Hats. There is a parade that we will have. I think it's on Wednesday, midday. They'll hit up all the schools and do that. Got some awesome representatives on the homecoming courts that are there. Got the Hall of Honor banquet that's coming up.
There's a big guy for the Education Foundation.
Education Foundation as well as the school. school's doing one, I think, Saturday night for theirs in the Athletic Hall of Honor. Big week for Mountain Home coming up. Volleyball has three matches. Golf finished up their state tournament this week. Boys did not do as well as they hoped over in state tournament, but had a great season nonetheless. The girls also finished up theirs. Cross country had a home meet. A lot going on in Bomber sports world. But big week for Lady Bomber volleyball coming up this next week, and all things Bombers are happening.
It's going to be a big week for them, no doubt, no question. But we're going to take a quick break. We're about 10 minutes outside of kickoff right now. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7. It's streaming live on Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
It's almost game time on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football is brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, The Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!